Hi, this is Dave Bidlowski of K12Science.net, and this is your Middle School Science Minute. I was recently reading the March 2020 issue of Science Teacher, a magazine published by the National Science Teaching Association. And in the magazine, they had a list of the best STEM books as selected by the National Science Teaching Association and the Children's Book Council. STEM books offer endless opportunities for engaged learning. They invite students to see the world differently and to think in new ways about what they observe. The National Science Teaching Association and the Children's Book Council have chosen titles that provoke readers to examine the thinking stance of characters, not simply to look at actions and results. Best STEM book winners explore problems and possible solutions in the scientific world and, where applicable, in the lives of the protagonists. Instead of focusing on specific content, the best STEM books emphasize real-world issues that cross disciplinary boundaries. Teachers can use these books to foster and model minds on work. The best STEM books help by celebrating convergent and divergent thinking, analysis and creativity, persistence, and the sheer joy of figuring things out. So here are three books that were selected as best STEM books that are appropriate for middle school students in grades 6 through 8. The first one is entitled How to Become an Accidental Genius, written by Elizabeth McLeod and Frieda Wyszynski. And in this book, they say, be persistent, pay attention, and don't be afraid of failure. These are just a few of the thinking and problem-solving strategies used by ordinary people who invented extraordinary things. Told through short stories and bright photographs, this book encourages readers to think like an accidental genius. The next book is entitled Save the Crash Test Dummies, written by Jennifer Swanson. In this book, from the early days of front-end cowcatchers that scooped up wayward pedestrians to modern features like crumble zones, seatbelts, and airbags, Save the Crash Test Dummies explores how engineers advanced automobile safety using these very human-like anthropomorphic test devices. Buckle up and see what the future holds for passenger safety. And the third book is entitled Saving the Tasmanian Devil, How Science is Helping the World's Largest Marsupial Carnivore Survive. And it's written by Dorothy Hinshaw Patton. And she writes and says, follow Dorothy as she travels to Tasmania and the Australian mainland, exploring how a variety of scientists using different types of technology work to save Tasmania's icon, the Tasmanian Devil, from being wiped out by the devil facial tumor disease. And this has been your Middle School Science Minute.